الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, please quiet. جزاكم الله خيرا. Please quiet. We are gathering here today to celebrate Eid al-Fitr. We are here today, dear brothers and sisters, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us, for having made fasting and qiyam easy upon us. We are gathering here today, dear brothers and sisters, to acknowledge the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us and to show our servitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are here to display our obedience before our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rabbul Alameen وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ Beloved Muslims, I usually spend a considerable amount of time looking for a topic for my sermons. However, I have to admit that today I did not spend any time looking for any topic. And the credit goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then to a young Somalian brother who approached me, and he told me that, Sheikh, do you not think that talking about the diversity of our community is a good topic? And I told him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and I promise you to make that this topic the topic of my Eid khutbah, which is a very important topic. The gathering of Eid is a very huge gathering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to gather in a place out of the masjid and bring everybody in one place and address all the people. So it is the address of the year, and it is a very important address. I think this is a very important topic. We need to embrace our diversity as Muslims. We need to understand that our diversity is our a source for our strength, a source for our richness. And the easiest way to destroy the Muslim Ummah is when we start building prejudices based on race or ethnicity. And what is more suitable and more appropriate to address this subject than the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. A beautiful deen we have, dear brothers and sisters. These are most beautiful words from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ, O mankind, O humanity, tell me, dear brothers and sisters, is there any address that is more inclusive than this address, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ? Can any human being feel excluded when he hears this address, O humanity, O mankind? Can anybody feel that he is excluded from this address? Dear brothers and sisters, this is an address for all humans. It is not confined to any ethnicity. It is not confined to any race. It is not confined to any place or time or particular culture. It is for all humanity. And this is the beautiful deen Islam. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has included in many places in the Quran. Ya ayyuhan nas. I know some Muslims who non-Muslims who embrace Islam just when they heard this call, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind. A beautiful address from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna khalaqnakum min dhakar wa untha. Indeed, we have created you all out of a male and female. So know that you are all from one father and from one mother. You all belong to one human family, and that there is no inherent superiority of one over the other. Why? Because we are all made of the same composition, of the same substance of creation. We are all created by one creator. Inna khalaqnakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created you all. So no one can claim that he is made of something different or say made by someone else. Rather, we are all the same. We have the same biological origin. We have the same father. We have the same mother. And therefore, we are all of the same dignified nature. We are all humans. And dear brothers and sisters, what a beautiful belief is this. How would a person feel boastful about his own race or his own ethnicity? Can anyone feel boastful about his ethnicity or show superiority over others because of his nationality, color of skin, or language, or gender? This is Islam, dear brothers and sisters. It is non-acceptable in Islam for someone to boast about some virtue for which he strived, let alone for something he has no choice in. You know, if we work very hard and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we did in the month of Ramadan, we cannot feel boastful about that, because we all believe that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ, whatever bounty it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Had it not been for the mercy of Allah and His bounty upon you, none of you would have been purified. Let alone someone boasting about something for which he has no choice, in which he has no choice, or he did not strive for anything. What did you do in order to be an Arab American, or a Bengali American, or Pakistani American, or African American, or African? What kind of efforts did we do? What kind of choices? What kind of choice did we have in order to determine our ethnicity? We did not have. And therefore, it is something that is not conceivable in Islam to boast about these things. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that we all belong to one human family. There is no inherent superiority of one over the other. And since people most brag about their lineage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cut off this source of bragging when He said, you all belong to one human family. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا. And we made you into nations, peoples and tribes, so that you might come to know one another. So this is the purpose of this diversity. Diversity in Islam is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the wonders of the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And among His signs is the diversity of the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the diversity of your tongues and your colors. So it is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the wonders of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is meant to foster, not to weaken, our desire to understand and appreciate and know one another. لِتَعَارَفُوا. Unfortunately, nowadays people use these differences in order to create a conflict, or to create a fight, or make it a basis for something that is condemned in Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, we should embrace our diversity, and we should know that our strength is in our diversity, and that when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all same. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. It is not like what you think. People are not honored because of how much money they have. People are not honored because their status. People are not honored because how eloquent they are, or how beautiful they are, or how attractive they are, or how tall they are, or. The only standard of persons that is recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most noble amongst you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he who is deeply conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he who has more piety, more taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the criterion. And even when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined this criterion for preference, He said after that, to cut off the way to brag, to cut off the way for people to boast about their own taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah alimun khabir. Indeed, Allah is well aware and all knowing. So the matter of taqwa is a matter of ghaib. You don't know about the taqwa of each other. And therefore you are not allowed to claim self-righteousness or self-purity or self-taqwa. Rather, huwa a'lamu bikum idh ansha'akum min al-ardi wa idh antum ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum fala tuzakku anfusakum huwa a'lamu biman taqa. It is He who is well aware of you when He brought you into existence out of dust, out of the earth, and when you were hidden, still hidden in the wombs of your mothers. So then, do not claim self righteousness or self-purity. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. It is He who knows best, who has taqwa. So it's not your business. This is not your business. So even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has defined for us what is recognized in His stand, his sight as a standard for preference, He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and all-aware. So don't start in boasting about something that is beyond your knowledge. Taqwa resides in the heart, but taqwa ha'una. Therefore people have no reason after understanding this ayah to degrade other people, or to look down upon other people, or to boast about themselves, or or to adopt a standard of preference based on race or ethnicity or madhab. Yes, madhab. Sometimes a madhab, I'm Hanafi, I'm Shafi, I'm Maliki, can be used in a jahili context. You know, one time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was traveling with the Muhajirin and Al-Ansar. And Muhajirin is an Islamic attribute. The people who migrated, sacrificed, this is the ultimate sacrifice. They abandoned their homeland, their families, their relatives, their possessions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Ansar is also an Islamic title, Islamic attribute. And it is those people who shelter their brothers who migrated to Mecca and offer them their wealth and offer them their women to marry. So they sheltered them completely and sponsored them completely in a land that was foreign to them. So both of these titles are Islamic titles, but because they were used to incite some kind of tribal glory, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Abi da'wa al-jahiliyyah wa ana bi adhhurikum." Are you going to restart the call of the pagan arrogance while I'm in the midst of you? So yes, dear brothers, therefore we need to be wary. We need to be aware of those people who divide us based on any criterion that Allah, that is not set in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَذْهَبَ عَنْكُمْ عُبِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَتَفَاخُرَهَا بِالْآبَاءِ وَالْأَجْدَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed has removed from you the ignorance of the pagan arrogance with its boasting of their ancestor glories. مُؤْمِنٌ تَقِيٌ أَوْ فَاجِرٌ شَقِيٌ. People are either a righteous believer or a wicked sinner. أَنْتُمْ لِآدَمْ. You all are children of Adam. وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. And Adam was created out of dust. Nobody can say I'm made of gold. Nobody can say I'm made of diamond. Nobody can say I'm made from any other substance other than the dirt on which we walk, dear brothers and sisters. وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ لَيَدْعَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ فَخْرَهُمْ بِآبَائِهِمْ بِأَقْوَامٍ إِنَّمَا هُمْ فَحْمٌ مِنْ فَحْمِ جَهَنَّمٍ.
أو ليكونن عند الله أهون من الجعلان التي تدفع في أنفها النتن. Let some people abandon and leave their boasting of their about their ancestral glories, or they will be in the sight of Allah lower than the dung beetle, the one that drives the dung with its head. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah brought the example of the dirtiest and lowest type of insect for those people who show superiority, who show pride and boastfulness, who brag about their ethnicity or their ancestry or about their lineage. This idol, brothers and sisters, is most precious and most beautiful. It teaches us that we are created from one soul, that we have one origin, and we are created by one creator, and that there is no inherent superiority in one of us over another, and that these differences, this diversity that we have should be the motivation for us to know one another more and more, and to understand one another more and more, and to seek one another more and more. Imagine the difference between two gardens, two flower gardens. One garden has this one flower on it. It's filled with flowers, but one type of flowers. And the other garden, it has all different types of flowers, rich in color, vibrant. Which one interests you more? Which one intrigue you more? Which one motivate you to go and look around and say the different types of color? Imagine if all the people were males of the same race, of the same color, of the same ethnicity. See the difference? We take look around, see different faces. I'm saying this because, subhanAllah, as I said, I honored the request of this Somali brother, and I love my Somalian brothers, all of them. I love the Somalian community, and the Indian community, and the Arab community, and the Bangladesh community, and I cannot keep counting, because just in this Ramadan, while we were entertaining one of our guests, we were 15 people in a room with him, and we started counting how many nationality we were, and how many different ethnicities were there. We counted 13 out of 15. 13 nationalities. Now imagine, the easiest way to destroy Islam and Muslims is to instigate between these different ethnicities. So, brothers and sisters, celebrate your diversity, and embrace your one another, and smile, because it is the day of Eid. Jazakumullah khairan wa subhanakallahum bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And don't forget the message from donations. The treasurer is showing the box for me, so it seems